today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Let the new music train shine its ever-loving light on me.
Jim, Patrick, interns, and Rockin' the Suburbs faithful. This is Kevin Clement from South Louisiana calling in with my picks for new music of September 2025. That was my daughter at the beginning of the thing. Just wanted to say hi to everybody. All right, so a lot of great artists put out some great albums in September. So we have White Reaper with Only Slightly Empty. That's a really good rock album. They're pretty consistent, really good album. Also, Nico Case, Neon Gray, Midnight Green. They're very consistent with a lot of her recent output. Really good album. Amanda Shires came out with Nobody's Girl. That's her first album after her divorce from Jason Isbell. So a lot of her songs are basically about that divorce. It's a very sad album, but also really good. Also had Suede with Antidepressants. It's their last album. Autofiction, I think, was a little bit better, but this is still a really, really good album from them. And also had Big Thief doing Double Infinity, and that one's really good as well. But the two that I'm picking, first one is Sloan, based on the bestseller. This is their 14th studio album. All four guys, they share songwriting and lead singing duties on this album. The song I chose was So Far Down. But Patrick Pentland is the one who's the lead vocals on here. He's an Irish-born guitarist. Somehow made his way to Canada. I'm not sure how. Just a really good song, really good harmonies on there, and just a great power pop track. So hope you enjoy. The second album that I want to highlight is by Gorilla Toss, You're Weird Now. It's their fifth album and their second on Sub Pop. They're basically an experimental dance punk band, and it's just as odd as you would think. But it really somehow comes together. I don't know. Being on Sub Pop has its privileges. They had Stephen Malkmus produce this album. That's really good. Cassie Carlson is the lead singer, and like I said, her vocals are really just wild and herky-jerky and out there, but just really good at the same time. I don't know. It just kind of works. The song that I chose is called Psychosis is Just a Number. As like I said, it pretty much is representative of the entire album. It's just really, really good. So if you like this song, you'll really like the entire album. So I hope you enjoy those. Hope everyone is doing well. And I look forward to talking to y'all later.
Let the new music train shine its ever-loving light on me. Jason Goble checking in from New York City. Hope all are doing well. Here are my September new music picks. I'll start by saying that September was a really crazy month for me, so I didn't listen to that much new music. That having been said, two of my favorite artists / bands ended up releasing new stuff last month. As I approach my fifth year of actually contributing to New Music Week, I find it only appropriate that it's great I get to comment on these two acts again, as they are two of my favorites since I started participating in this exercise. So first, let's talk about Ray. As a reminder, Ray is a singer out of England. She released the album My 21st Century Blues after walking away from her record contract, and the groundswell ended up building momentum and turning that album into a pretty big hit. She released a new single last month, Where Is My Husband? She announced new tour dates for next year. The title of that tour is This Tour May Contain New Music. So my guess is there is going to be a new album coming out before or at some point during that tour. That having been said, I'm very happy to just have the new single. It's essentially Ray doing scat singing while her fantastic band with that amazing horn section backs her up. It's Ray, Where Is My Husband, my first pick. I only feel we take it down with other women that ain't me, but I've been reviewed with applications. And then for my second pick, I gotta go with an amazing band out of Brooklyn, New York, which is right now receiving a tremendous amount of buzz. It's the band Geese. When I first talked about Geese, I had told you that they were a bunch of high school kids who decided to forego college and make a go of it in the music business after their first album, Projector, received a bunch of buzz. I mentioned the album 3D Country, which was their second release, which I loved a lot. Basically jammed out their sound a bunch. And since then, Cameron Winter, who's the lead singer of the band, he released an album at the end of last year, Heavy Metal, which received a lot of critical attention, and that leads to where we are now, which is the release of their latest album, Getting Killed. You know, I'll just say this. I know a lot of people talk about great bands and how a third album cemented their sound, and I have a feeling in a number of years from now we're going to be looking back at Getting Killed and saying, yeah, that's where Geese became the great band that they are. I just love this album. It's a great collection of songs. I don't think a bad one in the bunch. The song I'll start out with recommending, because I don't think you would have heard it unless you listened to the album, it's the title track, Getting Killed. I just think it's a great example of the Geese sound, and that will be my first pick. We'll be right back. And I don't know what the rules are. I don't know if you can play two songs from the same album, but if you can, the second pick I have to recommend is the opening track, and it was a pre-release single. It's definitely been one of my favorite songs of the entire year. It's the song Trinidad. I separate this song because, you know, I've seen some discussion that some people think this song is way out there, and they may be right, but for me, I embrace the wildness. This song, I just think, is a freak out and in the best possible way. I just love the raw primalness of this song. And, you know, there was only one band that could do, or one artist who could do a song like Heroin, and that was Velvet Underground / Lou Reed. And I think, and I'm probably crazy already putting them in the same category, but Trinidad, I don't see any other band doing a song like this. And to me, I think that's great. And the fact that they made this their opening track, also shows a lot of cojones. So I'm going to go with also the song Trinidad from the album Getting Killed. It's by Geese. And that will be my final pick. Once again, thanks everybody, and I'll speak to you all later.